What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled Eating Like a King in Bucaramanga, Colombia. As you guys know, whenever I travel all over the world, I make a video about how cheap it is to eat, and that even includes America. So of all of the places I've gone, you can eat like a king anywhere from $6 to $8 a day, and that even includes back home in small town USA in Florida. So today, guys, it all depends on how much you eat. You know, I'm a big guy, so I eat a lot. So as you guys can see, I got chicken over here, I got vegetable in here, I got bread, I got ketchup, I got fries in here, and also in here, I also ate a lot of chicken before I even shot this video. So I'm gonna show you my receipt, guys. My receipt, this was actually $15, and the reason why this cost me $15 is that the food I'm doing today is enough for today and tomorrow, because unfortunately I'm going back to America, so I need something to eat on the plane. So all this you see, guys, cost me 62,000 pesos. How much did it cost me? It cost me, yeah, 63,000 pesos, okay? It cost me 63,000 pesos, and it came out to like $15, okay? A little bit over 15 American dollars. So all this, guys, cost me $15. The chicken, I ate most of it. I mean, I got a kilogram of chicken. So we're just gonna go over the bill really quick. So the rustic potatoes, which is this over here, and this in here over, as you guys can see, being in the fryer, this cost me 23 pesos, which is almost $6, okay? So I got a kilo of rustic potatoes for almost $6. Pan mantequilla, I think, what's pan mantequilla? Oh yeah, that's a bread. Yeah, that's the bread. Okay, this bread over here, very cheap. You use it with a butter, or you can use it to, like, you know, snack on. So this bread was just a tad over $1. Mezcla verduras, that's the vegetable over here, guys, which I think needs to be shut off. I'm spilling it, burn. Yeah, it's off. So the vegetable over here, guys, it cost me 10 pesos, which is about $2.50, I think. So then I got ketchup, which is this over here. It cost me 4.5 pesos, which is about a little bit over $1, maybe like $1.45. So the grand total for everything you guys see here, and here again, I ate most of the chicken anyway, we got more French fries in here, cost me a grand total of 63,000 pesos, which comes to a little bit over 15 American dollars. So again, this food is enough to last me 2 days, today and tomorrow on the airplane. And again, it cost me, and again, all this cost me on average of $7.50 a day. Now, one thing you guys need to understand is, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, if you're gonna buy name brand crap in a foreign country, it's gonna cost you an arm and a leg, okay? See, this, as you guys know, this cost me a little bit over $1.50, about $1.50, okay? If I bought the Heinz version of it, it would have cost me close to $6, okay? So, whenever you guys are traveling abroad, never ever buy name brand stuff from America. Always buy your stuff from the local producers, because you're paying for an American name brand. You guys need to understand, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, the Heinz ketchup that we get from Walmart for $1.99 here, it will cost you probably $8-$9, okay? That big old bottle of Heinz ketchup for $1.99 from Walmart, it will cost you probably $8 or $9 here, and it's the same damn bottle, okay? So when you're overseas, do not buy American name brands. Always buy what the local people have to offer, because at the end of the day, man, it's same chicken, same vegetable, you're just paying for a brand name. So eating here, guys, the food is really good. Chicken is from here. Potatoes are from here. Vegetables, I believe, from here. You guys need to understand, man. I don't care what they say about Colombia. Colombia is a pretty damn decent country. You know, all these people who get murdered and shit like that, they do dumb people shit. Okay, they come here. They try to get with prostitutes. You know, they go into the wrong barrios. They bump into the wrong people. And quite frankly, guys, I think you deserve to be killed if you're that desperate or that stupid, man, to be honest with you. So, so good food. Again, pretty much everywhere in the world I went, you can eat as a king for anywhere from $6 to $8 if you decide to cook your own food, whether it was in Moldova, Romania, Hungary, or even Dominican Republic. I mean, Dominican Republic was actually the most expensive place, and that's because it's an island and it really doesn't have much of its own crap. But Mexico was cheap. Colombia is by far the cheapest. You know, another thing about Colombia, guys, it's actually cheaper for you to eat out. You know, I've showed you receipts from Bucaramanga. Here in Bucaramanga, you can eat like pizza, burger, fry, and have a drink for about a little bit over $8, like under, but let's say $8.50. So it's actually cheap. I mean, this is actually the first time I cook here in Colombia. I actually did cook over in Guatapé the other day, but I didn't show it to you because I got really, really sick. But it cost me about $7 to cook in Guatapé. So even though Guatapé is a tourist place, it cost me $7 to cook, just to go get the food from the local store, even though I was paying like a premium, because again, Guatapé is a tourist town, and you're gonna have to pay a premium for your food over there. But overall, guys, so far Colombia is probably one of the cheapest countries you're gonna find food at. And again, food from the local producers, food that is very basic. I mean, nothing gets more basic than chicken, vegetables, bread, and you know, regular old ketchup, and you know, of course, French fries. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.